The Roanoke Valley Women's Lifestyle Showcase is a one-day event that has been put together to showcase local businesses and organizations, presenting that to local women who are looking to be in touch with all of those different types of businesses and organizations.
So are all these businesses in the showcase, are they all women-owned?
No. They are all businesses or organizations that are looking to be in touch with, face-to-face contact with women in the community.
And we all know that women make the majority of the purchasing decisions in households. But what is it? What is there a special trick about appealing to women?
I think women are really looking for the face-to-face communication. We have done so much online now that you lose that personal touch. And I know, as a woman consumer, I do business with people that I know, like, and trust. If you're sending me a flyer in the mail and I don't know you, chances are it's probably just going to go in the trash. But if I walk by a space that you are at and you shake my hand or you give me a hug and we have an actual conversation about who you are and what you have to offer me, I am more inclined to look again to do business with you. The other thing is being top of mind. There are so many different types of businesses in this community where there's multiple hair salons, multiple lawyers, multiple. So if you're not doing something to remain top of mind in the community, you know, it may just slip by and these women will go and do business with one of your competitors.
So do you think there's been any kind of, and we're talking with Dana Harvey from the Roanoke Valley Women's Showcase, do you think there's been some kind of a backlash or will be? Do you think that more and more people, especially women, want that, are coming back to wanting a more personal touch?
I don't know that there will ever be backlash. I just think that women will become much more proactive in how they want to reach out. As a business owner myself, when I am looking to be in touch with potential consumers, I want to reach out to them in the same way that I would like to be reached out to. And I think if we start to think about our marketing and our advertising and our community outreach that way, we would do some things differently, because sometimes we're approached in a way that we're like, that's dumb. I don't like that. That doesn't feel good for me. But yet we turn around and do the same thing to our own consumers or potential consumers.
Talk about some of the exhibitors that'll be there and what you want your attendees to walk away with.
We have, I think we're right at around 100, maybe a little over. I haven't done a recent head count, but we have anything from birthday party planning venues for your kids to an OBGYN from a financial planner to skincare people. It truly is a showcase, and that's why I called it that. It's not a fair. It's not an expo of one kind or another. It really truly showcases Roanoke businesses.
It sounds like it's a networking opportunity also.
Absolutely. It is a networking opportunity for each of the businesses or the exhibitors to connect with one another and start to form a really tight-knit community that works off of face-to-face communication.
And this is free, right?
Absolutely. Free for women to attend. The first 250 women in the front doors at 10 a.m. will receive a swag bag sponsored by Home Trust Bank. We're very grateful to have them on board this year. It's October 28th from 10 to 4 at the Berglund Center in the Special Events Center. Go to roanokeforwomen.com/showcase.